If you grew up anywhere near water, chances are you've tried your hand at skipping stones. But you may not know that stone skipping is more than just a hobby. It's a sport. And every year on Independence Day, storied stone skippers from all over the country gather on Mackinac Island in northern Michigan to vie for the championship title. Eric Steiner provides play-by-play, and he says today's conditions were perfect.
The water was very calm. We had a few ferries coming in bringing tourists to the island where the professionals had to judge their rocks when they threw them, but the waters were calm on the island in the Mackinac Straits.
Professionals?
We have professionals. We have Guinness Book record holders here.
Ah, so they all have titles, and they come out to, I was going to say strut their stuff, but I guess to skip their stones.
They skip their stones.
Where do they get the stones?
The stones are found on Windermere Point Beach, or they can go ride anywhere on the island and look for the stones. They do have to be sanctioned by our judges. Our judges do look at the stones to make sure there isn't any oil on them or anything to make them slippery.
And that they're actually stone, because I notice in some stores you can actually buy these skipping stones that are made of resin or some sort of material that's not exactly rock.
It does have to be a stone, yes. It cannot be anything man-made.
Paint a picture for us. What's the competition look like? Is it a group of the professionals are lined up there at the water's edge?
Well, it all starts out at 10 o'clock in the morning where we first have amateurs. We invite kids from all ages, 13 and below, to win the Barney Rubble Cup. And then at noon, we have all the pros come out. This year, we had 10. We had 3 Guinness Book record holders. And it takes place at 12 o'clock on the Windermere Point Beach.
And where are you in all of this?
I stand in the back behind everyone and do all the play-by-plays to announce to our people that are lined along the beaches. We have about 300 to 400 people that show up every year.
And the play-by-play, and I'm wondering, is this like the PGA tournament? Are you whispering the play-by-play, or are you speaking on a loudspeaker?
I'm on a loudspeaker, and as loud as I can to keep the folks involved in it and kind of joke along with them as we go to make our professionals feel more welcome and do all the play-by-plays of how the rock hits the water. Sometimes we have fish jump up and grab that rock when that pro happens to throw it, but he has to take the skip as it is.
Can you give us an example of what we might hear if we were standing there on the beach?
Now stepping up to the plate is John Skippy Kolar. John is a local who has won the Guinness Book record and has 6 stones in his hand. He's standing at the Mackinac Straits. John has stepped into the water. He's waiting for that water to be at the right clearness, glass, beautiful sheet. John has seen the width he wants. His arm is going back. He throws that stone. There it is. It's going further, further. The judges are counting, and it looks like he skipped a 25.
That means 25 skips across
25
the water.
25 skips.
How do you count that?
Well, we have, for the professionals, anywhere from 6 to 8 judges in the water, on the side of the water, on the beach. We then all converse and come up with what that skip was.
So tell us about that winning skip.
It was a beautiful skip. The water was just perfect. I mean, this gentleman from Pennsylvania, Russ Byers, rock bottom as we call him, this is the second year he's won here, and you couldn't have asked for a much more perfect throw. The water was glass. The water was perfect. It just happened to hit that water perfect, and it went out 30 skips. It was unbelievable.
Eric Steiner, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Eric Steiner was the announcer at the 31st Annual Stone Skipping Contest on Michigan's Mackinac Island.